Hello, this is a message of hope and healing. It's now been 23 and a half weeks since we found that Josie has rectal cancer, and we are always continuing to praise God, to glorify God, and I'm always asking myself, what do I know from this journey? What do I know? What have I learned? I know that I carry a backpack that says PNG on it, because it was a gift to me from Murphy and Josie, and Murphy's employed there at Procter & Gamble. And so as I've gone back and forth for this time now, this going on 6 months, I have carried this backpack. And in it is my Bible, a devotional, some paper and pencils and different things. I always carry my cross with me, so it's not in my backpack, but I always have this with me. I have pillows, and I have a suitcase, but I always have this backpack on my back. And as I've seen it travel with me, as I have seen it at night as I'm laying in bed, I've changed that. Well, I didn't change it. God changed the vision of it for me. And the PNG is praise and glorify. I will never look at PNG, these letters, any other way ever again. Amen. I know I witnessed a Christmas miracle, a Christmas Eve. Josie went to get her infusion on Christmas Eve, and her neutrophil levels, which we've talked about, is where her white blood cell count is. We're 1.3. That's good enough to go forward with the infusion. But a week later, they always test her levels because that'll be their lowest point. It's the cycle's your nadir. If you're a medical person, you'll know this much better than me. But it's when the chemotherapy hits at your blood and you are knocked down, and you're more open and vulnerable to infection. And when you do get something, just not able to fight it the way a person would whose levels are normal. And so that's on Christmas Eve. A week later, when they will test you, when they're at their lowest, that would have been this past Tuesday. And on the day before that, on Monday, they found out that Jack was just sick. He just was not feeling well at all. Their son, Jack, he's 4. And Murphy took him to the doctor. While Murphy's taking him to the doctor, Josie is also going to an ear, nose, and throat specialist because she's had some bleeding when she blows her nose, and they just wanted that to be checked. It's found that Jack has not just a little cold or anything, but strep throat, and has been with Josie, and Josie's been open to that during this lowest part of her cycle. It was also a very vulnerable situation in that the doctor who checked Josie was ill and had made that choice to come in and work that day. But Josie said you could obviously tell he was sick. The other thing, Josie couldn't wear her mask because he was actually checking into her nose. He also had scoped her nose, which was not anticipated, so really got up in there and then cauterized it. When she left there, she was shook. She was very exposed and very vulnerable, she felt. Upon hearing about Jack's illness and knowing that, you know, she had been very close to him and with him and stuff, that's Jack's mom. It really was a very low point for Josie, not just low in her cycle, but just low in her emotional state and her spirit. And I knew at that moment when she was texting me that calling her wasn't the help that she needed. So I sent a message out to the prayer warriors, to these people who have been praying faithfully for Josie since the beginning. They are the most wonderful, faith-filled people. And I've noticed them now texting each other about blessings and Merry Christmas and how they have themselves been blessed by being prayer warriors. So I texted them, and instead of saying anything to Josie, I just sent her on the responses. So at this low time, she was just hearing of the prayers that were being said for her. The strength that was filling her, that God was giving her through these prayer warriors, it was incredible. So the next morning, Josie goes at 10:30 to be tested for her levels. We know scientifically it's proven what they will be. They started at 1.3 and they will be lower. That's the nadir, that's the cycle. She texted me that morning. Her neutrophil levels were 1.49. They were actually higher than when she went to get the infusion a week ago. How does that happen? How is that possible? I will tell you how it's possible. It is possible because of God. It is possible because He is giving her strength. It is possible because the prayer warriors went to bat for Josie and said prayers on her behalf, and God heard these prayers. I am telling you, there is no other way. There's no other way. This is higher. It is not how it works, medically speaking. Josie's levels were better than if she had not been given chemo. Amen, amen, amen. I need to testify to that miracle. I need to praise and glorify God. I need to PNG, PNG'd it. And that's what I'm doing. I would like to talk, because prayer has been so much a part of all of Josie's journey. I'd like to talk about two prayers, two types of prayer. One, the first one is when you're in a struggle and you're in a tough time, people hesitate to ask you to pray. And I've said this before, when you're in the deep, the prayers are deep. When you are in the depth, there's a depth to the prayer. Don't hesitate, because that person who is going through a tough time, by wrapping their arms around themselves, they'll never find the balance. Think of a tightrope walker that's walking that very narrow line. It's by spreading their arms out that they find balance. It's by praying for others that you are lifted in your own struggle. And the depth that that person is in gives a depth to the prayers that they are saying. Don't hesitate. When you are in a struggle, pray for others. Be strengthened. Spread your arms out. Touch those in need. That's the first type of prayer. The second one is when you struggle with someone else. Praying for those who have hurt you, those who you have a damaged relationship with. How do we pray for those? I was walking with my friend the other day, and she has a very tough relationship with her sister. And we have been praying. She has started to be moved and to pray for her sister. And she said the odd thing is that she is not being moved closer to her sister. As a matter of fact, she thinks about her less. There is less where that's occupying her thoughts and her mind. She said, "I almost feel further." But hear this, and hear this so, listen, listen. She's being moved closer to God. That was the revelation. As she is moved closer and is praying for her sister, it's not about a relationship that is becoming closer with her sister, but the relationship with God, who will direct her where she needs to go, where she needs to move. The poison that was in my friend, that occupied her, that produced this bitterness and this poison thinking, That's what's being bled out of her. That's what's being drained. And in return, she is feeling full. She is feeling clear. She is feeling a quietness, a peace, a prayerfulness. And so I think sometimes when we pray for someone, pray for our enemy, pray for someone we are having a trouble with, it's not about that relationship being mended. It's about you being mended, you being healed, you being moved closer to God. You've cut to drain out the bitterness before you can ever be better, before you can ever be what God is calling you to be. So that is the two type of prayers that I wanted to talk about today. And I want to tell you the scripture. Always everything I am sharing is based in scripture. Bless those who curse you and pray for those who mistreat you. That's Luke 6:28. Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult, but with blessing. 1 Peter 3:9. For if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Matthew 6:14. And I can do all things through him who gives me strength. Philippians 4:13. Let's say a prayer together today. Please, let's do that. Dear Heavenly Father, we are here to PNG. We are here to praise and glorify. We are seeing in a new way, and we are sharing the good news. It is so vital. It is so important that people know where their hope comes from, that they know why they have this hope. That's what we want to share today. We praise you. We love you. We pray for those in need. We pray for people who have hurt us, people who have mistreated us, people who we have ill will for. We just pray, Lord, that you would drain that, that you would teach us how to pray for them. And in that, instead of being bitter, we will be made better. And it's in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we pray this day. Amen.